Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Jody. May I please have the email address on the account you've called in about today?
G. Brandell, B-R-A-N-D-E-L-L, 97@gmail.com.
Thank you. Please verify your first and last name.
Gary Brandell.
All right. Thank you for that. Also verify that. Shipping address for me, please.
13550 Washington Street, Thornton, Colorado.
All right. Thank you. I have the a phone number at 520-591-4496. Is that still a good contact number for you?
Correct.
All right. Thank you. I've located this account. This is for the Sleep Better Bundle and the Omax B Complex. So how may I help you today?
All right. A, that's only two of the three things that
yeah,
I placed.
Yeah, I see that.
The reason I'm contacting you is I received a fraud alert yesterday, and I said yes, I authorized it, and then today I'm receiving an email saying I canceled the order, which I did not. So I'm trying to determine somebody miscommunicated something somewhere, and I'd like to figure out from where.
Okay. All right. Give me one sec. Yes, sir. And I do see that you also have the Professional Strength Omax 3, the fish oil. All right. One second, please. Okay. Okay. All right, so if you'll hang on one second, I'm going to reach out for assistance. Okay. So it looks like they, the company called to verify this order, attempted to contact the customer, but you didn't answer, left a voicemail informing, asking you to give us a call back. It looks like it was canceled because there was no call back in. So you're returning the call now, is that correct?
I guess so.
Okay.
I don't understand why a phone call is needed to confirm after I already answered a no fraud alert. But.
Yeah, no problem. And I'm going to get more details about this. So if you'll hang in there one second. All right. Yeah, it looks like the order was refunded. So I'm getting the reason. I'm not seeing a reason right off. If you'll just thank you for being patient with me. Okay. Okay, so it was flagged addresses being different, and we tried to call and to protect the customer. It was canceled this morning. Now there was no response to us. So it looks like the And you can replace that order if you would like to. We need to verify the billing and shipping address. Would you like me to do that for you?
I suppose, yeah.
All right. Okay. All right.
Actually,
so
ironic, because the stinking website allows me to do the different billing, and you're still confirming.
Yeah. So you placed this order yourself, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, if you'll verify the shipping address and then verify the billing address for me, please.
Shipping address is going to be 13550 Washington Street, Unit 8C, Thornton, Colorado 80241. The billing address is going to be 2030 West Baseline Road, Phoenix 85041.
Okay. So I have 182 dash
4523. Sorry about that.
Okay. So what is that number there so that I can?
The unit.
Oh, okay, that's the unit number. Okay, all right, thank you. Okay. Okay. All right, so we verified the address. Would you like to go back onto the site and place that order again? Okay, I can replace. All right, so I'll get that.
Thank you for answering the question.
No
if
problem.
I do it, it's not going to happen until for a week and a half.
All right, no problem. All right, so hang in there with me, please. So I'll log in. I'm using your email address. So in order for me to place the order, I would have to have your password. So do you mind providing me with that password?
I didn't do it as a.
You didn't.
I did it as a guest.
Okay.
Never,
as a guest.
I always do that kind of crap. So the web doesn't have minimizing saving my stuff.
Okay.
So
right.
This type of thing, you and me, doesn't have to happen.
Okay. Yes, sir. All right. So hang in there 1 second. I'll get everything migrated over to this, and I'm going to create an account for you to place that order. Now, I'll give you a password, and once you're able to log in, you can change the password to one that you'll remember easily.
That's kind of my point. I don't want the account.
No account. Okay. So I'm curious. I don't think that we can place order as a guest. How were you able to place that order? Did you go to a?
I didn't. I just went to a checkout, and that was it. There was no account needed, which is the way I like it.
Okay. All right. No problem. Then I will not create an account. So let me be advised on how to place that order for you.
Just out of lame curiosity, my attention deficit disorder is going to not allow me to do this for like a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks, but will it be simpler if I just go back online and make the same order again?
You definitely have that option, yes, sir. You should not have a problem with it. I'm going to notate the account that that we verified all of the information. There's no fraud detected on that order, so you shouldn't have a problem with it in the future. Would you like to do that?
Yeah, it's just going to be a little while before I get around to ordering it, that's all.
Okay, I do apologize. That's the only way I know to do it is to create the account and give you the information. So I do understand that you're not wanting to create an account. Yes, sir.
All right, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling OMAX.